U.S. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's called India and Pakistan to show maximum restraint amid rising tensions between the two nations.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalating initiatives, any de-escalation initiatives.
A spokesperson added the UN is aware of reported firing across a border region in Kashmir that separates India and Pakistan. India says it carried out surgical strikes against militants, while Islamabad says attacks left two of its soldiers dead. Pakistan's ambassador to the UN, Maliha Lodhi, has met with Ban at the UN headquarters in New York, demanding him personally intervene to help defuse tensions. Lodhi said the intervention is required to avoid a dangerous crisis between the two nuclear neighbors. Meanwhile, protesters in Karachi have taken to the streets to stage an anti-India rally. Protesters burned an Indian flag and an effigy of India's prime minister in Karachi. They also chanted slogans demanding freedom for Kashmiris. And Pakistan's criticized New Delhi over its clampdown in Indian-controlled Kashmir following killing of a popular pro-independence leader back in early July. A rolling curfew has been in place, and more than 80 civilians have been killed by Indian troops who have used live ammunition and shotgun pellets to quell angry demonstrators. Now joining us out of New York is Mr. Masoud Haider of the Dawn newspaper. Hello, Mr. Haider. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, sir, world has sat by idly as tensions have both soured and soared dramatically between these two neighbors as of late. Now, what role can the UN play here to bring the two together and diffuse tensions, if any?
I didn't understand. What are you saying?
The United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, what can they do right now at this point to try to diffuse tensions between India and Pakistan over this Kashmir dispute?
Yeah, you're asking what the United States can do?
No, Ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon has offered his good offices again and again that he wants to, mediate between India and Pakistan. But India has consistently refused Ban Ki-moon's offer of assistance. Pakistan, on the other hand, has accepted. Pakistan is ready and willing to accept that offer. So now the ball is in Indian court, but India has ratcheted the crisis to that level where it has even threatened to rescind the Indus Water Treaty, which is itself is a grave situation, if at all it happened, a grave situation. So, at this point in time, Pakistan has accepted the offer and is willing to accept Secretary General's offer to mediate, but India is not willing to do that. So, what's the alternative? Alternative is for any large superpower, well, in that particular case, is United States. And India is not even willing to listen to the United States. So where, at this point in time, we are standing at the juncture where the war drums are being are playing everywhere, and the United States and Pakistan, although it is is on a back foot at this point in time, but has accepted the offer of the Secretary General again and again. So, where do we go now? It's to be seen. Ban Ki-moon has again requested the United States, the India and Pakistan to accept his offer. So now we are standing at that juncture at this point.
Okay, we've seen three wars in the region over this disputed Kashmir. The whole world wants to try to prevent a fourth one from taking place. And you're saying that we'd have to see superpowers try to intervene for that, you said possibly the U.S., to prevent that from taking place. Thank you, Mr. Masoud Haider of the Dawn newspaper, joining us out of New York.